Hey, you right there. You right there not doing nothing. Listen, man, you ever thought about doing something? Ever thought about giving your opinion on the highest scale? I mean, we all got opinions. We all got a thought on something. Why not go ahead and step on ink and give your thoughts and opinions? You know what I'm saying? It's fun to do. You can make a little bit of money from it. It's just something that you should do, you dig? But yeah, man, yo, what's good? It's October 29th, 2019. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of new stuff to talk about. But today, I'm about to do a spinoff of T.I.'s Expeditiously podcast, where he was, you know, him and his wife was talking about the state of marriage and shit like that, between relationships and shit like that. So today's podcast is called I Do. I mean, if you need to go get your popcorn, you need to go get your little drink, your Henny, sangria, whatever you down with, you need to roll some weed up, then go ahead and take that time to roll the weed up. But today, we gonna have it, you dig? Now, and this ain't nothing scripted, man. This is all over the top of my thought processes. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm sitting here thinking about this. Now, I myself, Plymouth the Phoenix. Some of y'all know me as Big Mike, Miz, Tank, Tubbs, whatever, you know, some of my niggas know me as, you know what I'm saying? If you know me, you know I've always had some type of girlfriend or some type of love interest. You know, that's just been a thing of mine, you know what I'm saying? Now, my beginnings, yeah. I ain't grow up with the ideal. I got it later on, but like in the beginnings, you talk about a mother and father separated from each other, but still dealing with each other, but there's abuses and all that other shit that goes on in the hood. You know what I mean? That's where we from. That's where we come from. These are the type of things that we see in the slums, you dig? So, if you're asking me if I had the perfect look, of what love looks like, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to tell you that I did. Ain't no Huxtables over here. But I've had some ideas of it. I've seen, from my brother and my sister-in-law there. Marriage is pretty straight and pretty head-on. Not to say it's not issues, but nothing big that ever spills out to the thing. So I guess in that sense, you could say there are glimpses of it, but we're talking about the main root, though. We're talking about from seeing it from the age when you're most impressionable, like from that baby stage when you cling on to everything and you see everything eye to eye. Like, a lot of times when you're a kid, you see shit, boom, you take it in. You don't say nothing about it because you don't really understand it, but over the years, you start to understand it. You know what I'm saying? And One of the main things that I used to hear my dad always say to my mom, and the only reason why I'm still here is because of my son. That was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That was some bullshit. And I'm going to tell you why it's some bullshit. Nobody asked you to be here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. I love my dad. I love my dad to death. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, I ain't have love for my dad. But this nigga had flaws. My mom had flaws. Now, society nowadays won't really let you talk about your mom's flaws because of the push of making sure that basically you respect the woman, the black woman, to the highest. And I'm cool with that. We should respect our black women, our black queens. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. It's no getting around that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, in a society where it's easy for women and other races to point out the flaws of the black man, all their flaws, and put them on the most embarrassing high. I mean, like, get us the fuck out of there to the point where we have to face it so bad that we're just, like, it's like we hung out the dry. We like shirts out there, hung out the dry and shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't spend a lot of time calling out our women and shit. We don't even get the opportunity because it's always flipped. We don't ever get the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to call out some of them flaws and shit. Now, there are wonderful women out there who deal with their shit. You know what I mean? They just are fucking amazing. When I tell you they deal with their shit, man, they mental issues, they handle that. They finances, they handle that. They love, they handle that. You know what I'm saying? It seems like all of them women is down something. Nah, I'm just kidding. But, nah, I'm dead ass. Nah, I'm dead ass though. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, they handle their shit. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to get into the semantics of percentages and numbers and where it stands that there's a lot of this, there's a lot of that. I don't know. But what I do know is that there's a majority out there who don't handle their shit. They have been traumatized from abuse, molestation, however you say this shit. Being molested. I know how do you say that shit. Not having a father around. It's a big portion of it. You know what I'm saying? And that shit all stems back to the Claudine theory, the creation of public housing, the creation to weaken the black man. That's all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that don't just affect the girls. That affect the boys too. But I think that, you know, it's paramount in either situation. However, you know, it's a lot of shit that they deal with. For whatever reason, mothers and daughters sometimes just don't get along. It should be really, really bad. You know what I'm saying? Should be really, really bad. I dated one who had serious issues with her mom. And that basically brings me into this point. And it ain't about her, man. Because fuck her, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck her in the sense that it's... that's another podcast. But anyway, this one is particularly talking about... Listen, man. It's hard to really gauge. It is hard to really gauge, like, yo... Do you want me to be the strong suitor in your life? Do you want me to, you know, step back and just let you do you? Because one minute you say you want somebody to keep it real with you and you always want us to, you know, tell you the truth. But then when niggas keep it real with you and tell you the truth, you're either going to flip it on them, catch an attitude, not talk to them, or you're going to shut that shit down from the beginning. You don't want to hear that shit. I mean, listen, nobody wants to face the truth. I mean, looking into the mirror, like I'm a big boy. When I look into the mirror and shit, it's days when I think I'm the shit. Now I look in the mirror and it's not the fact that the weight makes me feel like shit. It's the fact that what it brings to my mindset, the things that I think that I can't do because of, you know, ailments of, oh, well, shit, I can't run fast no more because my stomach is hanging. Oh, I can't do this no more because of that. Oh, I can't get this fashion shit because I'm a little bit too big and they don't make it in my size, man. All that shit wears down on the mind. So what I'm saying is, it's like nobody wants to deal with the truth all the time. The truth is a scary thing to run into. A lot of people try to mask it. But at some point in your lifetime, for you to get to the best level of you, and it's something I'm learning for myself, you have to deal with the truth. You have to look in the mirror at some point. You know what I'm saying? When shit is going wrong several times, and it's with everybody, at some point you got to step back and say, maybe it's not them. Maybe it is me. Maybe it's my approach. Like, for instance, for myself, I could say that my approach with women has been a passive-aggressive, super-aggressive, yeah, that's right, passive-aggressive, super-aggressive mess. It's been a blunder because I've been in between too many emotions. And the only emotion that I should ever show as a man is the fact that, but you could either be with me or you're not. Like, at the end of the day, I want you here. I really do want you here, and I appreciate your time. But don't you ever get it twisted. I don't need you here. Leeching, acting like you need a woman, or being too overly focused in love are set up for failure. It really is. I mean, it is set up for failure. So, before I get too far into that point, I want to dial back. So, you know, it's really hard nowadays to gauge what a woman really wants from a man. We obviously know that women are on the come up. Women is about their money. Women is about, they, you know, doing other shit like real estate, owning, you know, owning investments and shit like that. Women are doing some amazing things. They're finally getting the opportunity to showcase their skills. They are finally getting the opportunity to serve and be at the table, make decisions. And, you know, someday they're going to get that opportunity to run this free world. You know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people are scared of it, and I get why. You know what I mean? It's a lot that comes with women, and women know that, but they won't admit it. Some of them will, though. It's a lot in between hormones and the emotions and all of that shit that they got going on. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand these women, they have the ability to reproduce. They have a nurturing mind state. They do care, even though they're trying not to care as much. That's why women could do shit like this. Say, I don't give a fuck about these niggas. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing a nigga too smooth. And then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, something come about that look creepy. They want to throw little smart comments in there like, who you going out with? Oh, yeah, well, you know, don't have me fuck somebody up. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, you're not. It's truth in everything that's said by a person. And that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? A fool might be able to be fooled. But somebody who understands game, because, like, for instance, if I say something to a woman, hey, yo, look, man, don't be going out with your side nigga sliding on that dick and then trying to come home and kiss me. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm not really kidding. I'm saying that shit for a reason. Because I got something that makes me suspect that. And most of the time, if you a real person, you know, yo, I'm lacking something. Maybe my gut too big right now. Maybe my pockets is not right now. She probably out having a good time with some other nigga. Yo, don't. If you're going to do that, don't let me see that shit. And that's probably what them type of statements is and shit. But for women, you try to play that shit off like, nah, man, I don't really care, man. I don't play that shit. Yes, you do. That's just human nature. You deal with a person enough, you are going to develop feelings. No matter how much you try to be cold, you are going to develop feelings. And in that time period that you develop feelings, you are going to experience those moments of jealousy, of territorialism. You are going to experience all that shit. And there's nothing that you can do about it, because that's just natural. That's just naturalness. You know what I'm saying? But it's just hard for us to really be able to gauge how we should interact with our women, how we should treat our women, how we should uplift our women, how we should really have our women's backs. Because it's like when we try to and we get into that zone, it's like, yo, nigga, I don't need you to tell me to do nothing. I don't need you to do nothing. And I ain't about to get into that old angry black woman, blah, blah, blah. And I'm only talking about black women because that's what I know. I don't know all these other women. I don't really care to know all these other women. I mean, if it comes across to something like that, that's cool. But again, I'm sticking with what I know. This is my guns. This is what I've been with. This is the shit that I know. I don't, all that other shit, you know what I'm saying? When that comes across, that comes across. But that's not even something that I worry about. I'm not racist, but at the same time, yo, I want my kid's mother to be black. You know what I'm saying? That's just facts. And there's no getting around that. I don't give a fuck how motherfuckers, you know, they look at this shit and say, oh, this nigga. Yeah, I prefer that shit. Because you know what? When the police shoot me the fuck down for being the man that I am, for not being a sucker to them and just letting them do whatever they want to do to my family and me. She gonna understand, like, yo, she ain't gonna be oblivious. Like, I just don't understand how this happened. Nah, she know exactly how this happened. And she know how she gonna carry it in the wake of losing me. You know what I'm saying? She know how she gonna uphold the legacy for me and the fam. Now, I'm not speaking none of that shit into existence, but I'm saying, like, in situations like that, I need somebody that's gonna understand what the struggle is. You know what I'm saying? That's why these conversations, I have these conversations with women right now to see where their mindset is. But like I said, because women are uplifting themselves, are doing better for themselves, and putting themselves in position to be the power move now, they not going to see it the same. I had a conversation with my homie the other day. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about, she had made a comment about my music. She said, well, that's like, I was upset because a few people that I expected to be in my show wasn't there. She said, well, that's what you chose to do. Now, come full surface. She is in a better role in her job. Like I said, black women expanding, doing better for themselves, living the fucking dream that they should live and expanding and keep going forward. I love it. Now, that doesn't mean that within those confines that they are not going to face adversities. So she said she's facing those adversities as a black woman. And as stated a little bit earlier, that, oh, black women are angry, black women are bitter. That shit all comes out. People look at you crazy, especially when black women speak their mind. Unfortunately, us black men do that shit too. And, you know what I mean? We got to cut that shit out. Sometimes you just got to understand your other person, your other half, man. Like, they are our other half. We have to understand them, but they have to understand us as well too. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, like, you sit down and my pettiness wanted to say, well, that's what you chose to do. But I can't do that. Because that's not, in my opinion, being what a friend is. And it's not about that. It's about, as a human, shit is hard sometimes. There's no way to get around it. There's no way to downplay that situation. Shit gets hard sometimes. It's hard to deal with. Motherfuckers is blowing their brains out, hanging themselves, jumping off of buildings, jumping in front of trains because shit like this. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that is from the privileged class. But, you know, it's just certain things that you should say, certain things you shouldn't say. But in the midst of us having that conversation, because I admit it still bothered me and I'm trying to be better at vocalizing shit that bothers me, even if it's old, you know what I'm saying? We got into the conversation. She started talking about how, well, you don't understand because, you know, as a black woman, this, that, and the third. I said, I can't let you rock with that. I can't let you rock with the whole idea that, oh, well, I'm a black woman, so they're going to write me off. I don't think you understand. Like, and she got into the media points about back in the day how the women were raped, they were forced to have a slave master. It's a lot of shit that goes on, but you saying that to the wrong person. You can't flash that mirror at me and expect me not to understand the shit that I'm seeing in that mirror, because I've seen that story. I've seen the history. I've been through that history. I've seen all of that shit that you're talking about. I guarantee you, if we sat down bar for bar, line for line, and we had conversations about the shit that we've been through, I guarantee you that I've probably been through the same thing, if not somewhere close to it. So it's like, you can't pull that with me, especially as a black man. Because even if you say that they trying to hold you back as a black woman and blah, 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 as a black man, they trying to write us out. At least you have a chance at the table. They trying to put us in jail for petty shit. Niggas is dropping Tootsie Rolls. They like, yo, he dropped crack on the floor. Let's give him life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I understand that I don't think that the black woman is the most hated on the planet. I would never agree with that. There's no way that I'm going to think that the black woman is the most hated on the planet when the black woman keeps going upwards. The most hated on the planet, by far, is the black man. I don't give a fuck how many white women sleep with black men. Or white men desire black men. Whatever. Or white men desire black women. Whatever freaky shit you want. But we still the most hated. Because throughout history, throughout time, we have been built up to be disrespected. But then on the back end, they'll come around like, yo, I know to your face, I had to get you out of there to them people because I don't want to give you shine. But I really fuck with you, yo. Why don't you come meet me, you know, after all the slaves go to sleep. Why don't you come meet me in the shed real dark and we gonna do something nice. But don't tell nobody, though, because I don't want nobody to know that I'm associated with you. But I do like you, though. See, we got to get that backdoor shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't cool. So I'll never think that the black woman's plight is worse than the black man's. Especially when a black woman is getting shot by black men. That's different. But in the hands of the government, hands of the law, nah, they knocking us the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? They knocking us off with law. They locking us off with brutal force. They knocking us off with fucking mental issues. Telling us, like, they got every spectrum telling us that we ain't shit. And especially our women. They got y'all saying we ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to cap that by just saying, like, you know, these conversations that we're trying to build and we're trying to have, like, this ain't a going back and forth, like, who struggles worse thing. This is something where we have to work with one another to build one another up because we both been fucked. It's no way to get around that. We both been fucked. And I don't care how well off you are, you are still getting fucked somehow, some way. Whether it be by taxes, whether it be by, I don't know, you got to work 62 jobs, your wife is out here cheating, or your husband's out here cheating because they can never see you because you out here working, trying to put food on the table because that's just how it is. Somebody said to me the other day, I'm fucking with Trump because I like the fact that Trump is putting jobs out there for people. Okay. That's cool that nigga putting jobs out there for people, but you got to think about it. If every job is Kmart, motherfuckers are still struggling. It's not like he opened up the government and said, you know what? Everybody in Queensbridge need to come work for the government. We giving out jobs that's paying $82,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? Full benefits, full health. Nah, he not doing that. Anybody could put up a Kmart and say, all right, we're going to raise minimum wage up to $12. Well, if you live in the state of New York, what the fuck is a $12 minimum wage going to do for you and shit? So, yeah, it's like, you fuck with Trump because he opened up jobs, but how is that job impacting? If a bunch of Popeye's chains restaurants open up and motherfuckers is only getting paid $10 an hour, $9 an hour, but the cost of minimum wage, the cost of living in your area is $50,000 a year, what life do you get to live? When do you ever get to sleep? When do you ever get to cook and be healthy? And when are you ever up to just be happy? You know what I'm saying? Come on, son. But when I think about all of that shit that's going on, whether it be that shit with fucking job security and shit like that, we don't really get a lot of time to spend with each other. Everybody's at work. Nobody's in the mood by the time that they get home. So all of that shit that you used to see back on, like, the Huxtables and Family Matters and shit like that. those family times where people used to sit at the table and eat. People not even doing that. People coming straight home, they going to their room. You know what I'm saying? I'm guilty of it too, because I don't be feeling like talking sometimes. People get on your fucking nerves all day. Then you having anxiety issues because bills is due. But at the same time, because you got to work this 40-hour slot, you can't really get to where you need to get to, because that takes up from this time period of your day to that time period of day. And then when you try to turn around and go and, you know, do something else with your time, you can't because you're tired. Then you making bad decisions. You get into car accidents. You fucking losing shit because you are mentally drained. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like everybody say, oh, well, the key to not being that way is starting your business. Motherfuckers say that shit like it's drinking water. It ain't easy to start your business. No matter how many business classes you've been through, it ain't easy. It ain't like the bank is just opening up like, hey, black business owner, we want to give you $3 million to start your business. Nah, they not doing that shit. So it's a struggle out here. So when you think about this shit, getting back to the original topic, the original idea of I Do, this shit is bigger than love. I mean, like, that love shit only lasts 15 minutes. Let's be honest. You're going to fuck somebody 100 times. You're going to fuck one person 100 times. And you're going to get bored with that shit. It's like when you buy Madden and shit. You buy Madden. Only thing that you're getting is the new roster updates. And they can come automatically through the system. Like, you can download the new rosters and shit like that to keep up with the time. But after you played your 50th game of Madden, that shit is like, okay, I think I want to go get NBA Live. I need something else to do with my time, because this shit, I mean, it is what it is. And I mean, unfortunately, it's kind of how it gets with marriage or being in a relationship with somebody, because now you want to experience new things. You've experienced this so much. But because there's so many limitations on everything that life offers both parties, because it's not a two thing. It's an A and a B thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's two individuals. You're not really meeting with your partner to like complete your partner. Nobody is going to complete a person but a person's self. And if you motherfuckers think that somebody's going to come along and magically fix you, no, motherfucker, you need to fix yourself. You know what I'm saying? You living in the fantasy that you got some deep shit going on. You know what I'm saying? But it's just one of those things where it's like, look, man, if I'm going to meet you, like, once we make this step at A, right? How do we get to B? And after we get to B, where do we go from there? Are we going to be business partners? Like, I look at the fact that Tiny and Tip did that Expeditiously podcast. Nigga, that's a dream. You know what I'm saying? That's a dream, because when I think about what I would want my wife to be, if I'm doing music, I want you to be a part of that empire. I don't give a fuck if you make the t-shirts. I don't give a fuck if you make the sneakers or whatever you do, or if you cook the platters that sell at the shows. I don't give a shit what you do. But as long as you support me, and as long as you're making a business move alongside of me to put money in your pockets, because at the end, we going to filter the shit out. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. I'm still one of the men who believe that. And some part of this is because of that shit my ex said to me. But I'm still one of the men that believe that, yo, I'm going to handle my business. I'm going to take care of it. But on a regular level, you need help. You need help. There's no way to get around it. And if it's females out there saying, oh, I can't fuck with a nigga that's broke, like, if this nigga can't pay all my bills, you are a grown-ass woman. You are not. That is literally A woman who is asking the man to pay all her bills needs to legally be fucking, you know how they do with the kids on taxes and they get the money back for them? Yeah, that's what she is. That's exactly what she is. And she looks like a fucking immature ass grown piece of shit when she's sitting up here on the internet complaining about, if a nigga can't pay all my bills, I don't want him. All right, daughter, I pay all your bills, but you're going to do everything that I tell you to do. And you are legally, because I have to fucking take care of your stupid ass and you don't want to do it for yourself, you are legally going to do whatever I tell you to do. Now I done got control. I own you. And that's what they don't understand. They, because in their head, you're going to pay my bills and I'm going to do whatever I want. No. That's a simp. That's a weak ass nigga who letting them girls get away with that shit. And I'm sorry. I can't never be one of them again. This is a couple of females I done saved. I ain't the richest nigga, but I probably spend like $2 million on these chicks, man. I'm just being honest. I've been tricking for real. And I don't know where the fuck my headspace was. I don't know what I thought I was accomplishing by doing it, but I was fucking up. And I'm telling all you little niggas, yo, don't be that nigga the fuck up and think that because you spending them dollars, that's going to control them women. That's not going to do that. They going to do what the fuck they want to do. It's like a cat. A cat could love you to the death, purr on you, rub on your leg and all that shit. He gonna fuck your shit up. You know what I'm saying? He or she, a cat, is gonna fuck your shit up. Because a cat is gonna do whatever a cat wants to do, and that's the same thing that a woman is gonna do. You can't control a woman. So you better set the standard, and if she can't get with it, get that bitch out of there. You know what I mean? Ain't no in-betweens. You got, men have to set standards too. Like, from the gate, we have to set standards too. Let them know, yo, I'm not playing around with this. If you ain't about this, step off. Let the next person get the shine. Because all of that fronting that you're doing in the honeymoon phases, the real shit will come to light when you can't stand it no more. Because that love shit only lasts like 15 minutes. When you get to the real shit, past the, oh, I want to impress you shit, and real life starts to set in, all that shit is out the window. So, I'm saying, are we still at I do? Is it still important to be at I do? Or should we be at a level of thinking of, man, look, you gotta go, I gotta go. I like you enough to be physical with you. I probably even love you a little bit. But that shit not gonna last. But what will last is a communicative friendship that provides perspective, advice, helps with decision making, and at the same time increases income and also takes away stress. You know what I'm saying? All that legal shit and all of that, like, it's going to be times where I might want to do me and I might not want to deal with all that. It don't mean that I got to go smash everything walking, but it's like at times I just might need my space and shit. That's an awkward ass feeling when you need your space and you just walking past somebody in the same circuit. Or you just in another room and you just like that, like, so are we still at I do? Does that really matter? Or are we at a point where, yo, let's be partners. Let's be partners in crime that can have sexy moments and romantic moments, but have that fucking tenacity to kill it in business together. So we ain't gotta worry about shit. Let's not always be into our feelings and emotions about shit that we can't control. Because if you on the road and I'm over here, like, I ain't trying to use these. I don't, the role model thing, whatever. Will and Jada, man. Just look at the dynamics of the Will and Jada thing. And I'm pretty sure it's a deeper story behind that shit. But I'm pretty sure Jada's going to tell us the story anyway on her little podcast. But I'm saying, though, are we still at I Do? Think about it. It's your boy Plymouth the Phoenix, man. Hit me up. Leave your comments. You can hit me on my gram at Plymouth_DA_PHO. Or you can hit me on Plymouth the Phoenix on Instagram. That's my official music page. You can hit me on my Facebook, Plymouth the Phoenix Music. Or hit me on my Twitter. My Twitter is Plymouth_DA_PHO. You'll see my name is Northside Plym come up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Tell me what y'all think, man. Come on. Plymouth, the Phoenix, that is.
Shit.
Feel good, don't it? Why you got to play these games? Everything could be just A-okay, but you just want to go with me.
Everything's so crazy, everything's so extra. I just want your blessing, pussy on the dresser. Got dollars for finesse. Let's roll this green up, no smoke to our maker. Fuck bringing my past up, honing on about fuck ups. Let's carry on and get fucked up.
Like, baby, I got love to give you. Got this all cars in the crib. What's it gonna take for you to see that I'm for you as long as you're for me?
Tell me, is you riding? Is you bout it? Is you real or you routing? Don't break till cut. It's profit, but hold down your poppy. I goes hard like real hard from pussy to the street, y'all. Busting us the guns, try duck 12 and bring home these 100. These niggas, they want me dead and I'm getting it. Screaming fuck the feds and all this just to keep this roof over your head. Like,
baby, I got love to give you. Got this all cars in the crib. What's it gonna take for you to see that I'm for you as long as you're for me?
Is you for me? Can I believe this is really everything you said it be? Don't leave me out to dry. I'm just here trying to be your guy, girl. This here love will never die. This ain't for the breakups. This here for that makeup. Yeah. This here smear makeup. This for that raw sex. This for that grown folk. This for that clap back. Throwing it in a circle while you pulling her hair back. Tell them, girl, you love that. Tell a nigga you love that. This is for you that's going through that rough spell. Oh, it's a vibe. Yeah, it's that feeling. Oh, what a night. Throw that white talent.
Baby, I got love to give you. Got this all cars in the crib. What's it gonna take for you to see that I'm for you as long as you're for me? Ayo, ayo. When y'all get a chance, I don't care what platform you on, if you on iTunes, if you on Spotify, if you on Tidal Music, if you on Apple Music, if you on Deezer, if you on Google Play, Google Music, wherever you are, I need you to go check out my latest album, What a Feeling, out now. You know what I mean? Cop that thing. It's new music coming, but for now, continue to support. 2019 has been great in the music aspect because I've been like getting a lot of plays and reviews and feedback from all over the place. But I need y'all to support, man. It's a dream, but at this time, it's a goal. You know what I'm saying? Once it comes out of the brain and it translates to reality, it becomes a goal. So I need y'all to keep the support alive, keep it going. It's your man, Plymouth the Phoenix, and I'm out, baby.